Dear people, I believe the Lord is releasing a greater sensitivity to the seasons of the Holy Spirit, both the movement and the moment of the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 3:1, there is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. Since the beginning of this year, I have been asking the Lord to give me the anointing of the sons of Issachar, who understood the times with knowledge of what Israel should do. 1 Chronicles 12:32. On September 16th, the Lord began to answer that prayer. I woke up that morning with a very strong thought that we were in the midst of a conclusion of a spiritual season and the beginning of a new one. Later in the morning, as I was enjoying the rain and cooler weather, a sign that summer was waning and fall was right around the corner, I sensed the Holy Spirit was pointing me to the changes in the spiritual seasons. It is unusual for me to do so, but I asked the Lord to confirm that He was indeed speaking to me. Within the hour, I had two confirmations, and before the day was finished, I had a third one. They were all independent confirmations that spoke directly to the fact that we were truly in a time of spiritual season shifting. I didn't remember ever receiving confirmation that was so direct and explicit. I don't know what the next spiritual season is or what it will look like, but I believe we will soon begin to see that the changes in our natural world are occurring because of a shift in the spiritual world. I believe the Lord wants to position us for the fulfillment of our tomorrow, and as John the Baptist's ministry demonstrates, it is in times of change in spiritual seasons that He will reveal to us the obstacles that jeopardize our journey. Immediately after I received the revelation about the shifting of the seasons, I thought of this verse. The Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord increased all that Job had twofold. Job 42:10. Job had gone through a great season of testing, and in the end, God had him pray for his friends who mistreated him during his time of testing. It was only after Job prayed for and blessed his friends that he came into the double blessing. Job's prayer and blessing made a way for God to shift the season from testing to blessing. It is important that we become relationally clean so we don't hinder the blessings that God desires for us in this new season. I was then reminded of a TV commercial in which a guy goes to the airline counter and the lady behind the counter is attractive, helpful, and really nice. She gives him a price which he accepts. And then she turns around, and there is another side to her that is angry, pushy, and rude. We all have those two natures. It is our carnal nature and our spiritual nature. The Apostle Paul provides us insight. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The lady's front side represents the new creature in Christ that we truly are, and she demonstrates the fruit of the Holy Spirit in her interaction with her fellow man. However, her backside represents her former life with the manifestations of the works of the flesh. I believe the Lord is telling us that we are to put behind us our old life and all its deeds. The old creature is to stay in the past where it belongs, and we are to live according to the new creature we are in Christ. This is a major key for us to succeed and prosper in this new season. I believe the Lord is giving us an opportunity to end this season well and begin the new one fresh in the resurrection power of Christ. It is time for the family of God to be made manifest in the earth. All the blessings of heaven await us. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.